I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, hundreds of representatives from across the globe gathered for the International Religious Freedom Summit in the United States. But authorities in Vietnam had prevented three of its citizens from attending. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada had a recent conversation with Paul Parahila with the Voice of the Martyrs Australia. He explained that registered churches are pressured to follow government controls. Meanwhile, Christians in remote provinces suffer attacks, rejection, loss, and even death.
Yeah, just to be fair as well, some of them are really fearful. Of course, it's hard to lose a land. It's hard to lose a loved one because of that. They believe that Jesus is more than anything in this world. And that's why they're willing to die for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Learn more in the full story at our website. And for now, pray persecutors will be drawn to Christ. And part of the mission of the MENA Leadership Center is to accelerate gospel ministry by equipping Christian leaders across the region. Last year, 450 people from nearly 30 nations took their training. Their digital church course made a huge difference, says Fadi Sharaya.
Before the trainings that we have provided, some people did not even have an online presence. And now one of the ministers I have in mind, they have around, I think, 50,000 people attending their online church.
That meets a big need in places where Christians can't always gather in person. Another course taught leaders how AI chatbots can help them reach people online. There's more like this ahead in 2025. If you're excited to see the future church in the MENA region grow, pray for this ministry and consider walking alongside them this year. We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.